弟兄姐妹，借主借着灵与弟兄再将这首诗歌再一次介绍给我们。这首诗歌实在是非常的美好，实在提醒我们，我们的主他是天天背负我们重担的主，他是天天供应我们的主，他也应许我们，我们的日子如何，力量也如何。因为我们真是能够这样子来住在主里面。啊，为着早晨能够和弟兄姐妹一同在主的面前啊吃饼喝杯，感谢主。当我们在这样薄饼聚会中遇见主，在这样的聚集当中享受主，现在话语似乎都多余的，但是还是愿意借着主的话，我们彼此有点有激励。请我们一同的来读几处的圣经。请我们先啊翻到约翰福音。约翰福音第十五章。我们先读约翰福音第十五章第一节。这是主耶稣所说的一段话。主说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。我们再读第五节。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。可以。
That you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples.
请我们再翻到旧约圣经的以赛亚书。
And then let's turn to Old Testament, Book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第三十七章。
Chapter 37.
以赛亚书三十七章，我们读三十一、三十二两节。
Verse 31 and 32.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根，向上结果，必有剩余的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安山而来，万军之耶和华的热心必成就。
Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take roots and bear fruit upwards, For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion, a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
请再翻到新约马太福音。
Book of Matthew in New Testament.
马太福音第十八章。
Chapter 18.
是我们比较熟悉的一处经文。
We all know this.
马太福音第十八章。
Chapter 18.
我们就读
十三章。
哦，对不起，是马太福音第十三章。
Chapter 13.
马太福音第十三章，我们就读第八节。
Verse 8.
这是主耶稣所说撒种的比喻。
This is the parable of the sower that the Lord tells us.
又有落在好土里的，就结实，有一百倍的。有六十倍的，三十倍的。
Other seeds fell on the good soil, where it put green. Some a hundred, some 60, and some 30.
好，那我们再回到旧约耶利米书。
And then back to Old Testament, Book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书第十七章。
Chapter 17.
耶利米书第十七章，我们读第七、第八两节。
Verse 7 and 8.
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。他 他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They will be like a tree planted by the river, then sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to fruit.
请我们再翻到新约圣经哥罗西书第二章。
New Testament Book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章。
Oh, chapter 2.
第二章我们读第六、第七两节。
Verse 6 and 7.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固。正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live yourself in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanks, with thankfulness.
我们这一处要读以弗所书第三章。
Lastly, Ephesians chapter 3.
读所书第三章，我们从第十六节读到第十八节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 18.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫爱心有根有基，你和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
That he would grant youA calling to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints and what is the widest length and depth and height. And then let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你，你的话说你是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Lord, we thank you that you tell us you are the true one and we are the branches.
主啊，离了你，我们就不能做什么。
Lord, depart from you, we will do nothing.
我们感谢你在十字架所成就的救恩。
Now, Lord, we thank you for the salvation that you accomplished on the cross.
让我们今天在基督里成了何等的人。
That we become who we are in Christ.
神的恩造成。
This is all by your grace.
于是我们感谢赞美。
So we thank you and praise you.
愿你继续成为我们的供应。
Lord, may you nourish us this morning.
无论我们说的听。主啊，我们都要住在你里面。
May we all dwell in you, the speaker, translator, and listeners.
主啊，叫你的灵在我们中间做我们所不能做的事。
May your spirit accomplish things that we cannot do.
主，愿我们真是能够与众圣徒一同来认识你爱的长阔高深。
And let us to comprehend with all sense that's how breadth, length, height, and depth of your love.
好，叫我们在基督的爱里。有根有基。
That we can be rooted and grounded in love.
叫父荣耀的心意早日成就在我们这些蒙恩的人身上。
May the God's glorious will be accomplished on us.
叫颂赞荣耀越发归给我们的神。
And we give you more glory and honor.
感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的。
We praise you, Lord, and then we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 感谢主，主说他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Thank the Lord that He said, true vine and we are the branches.
这是神借着十字架，主耶稣在十字架所成就的救恩已经做成的一件事。
The effect that Lord already accomplished on cross.
所以我们基督徒在地上的生活乃是一个结果子的生活。
So the life of Christian, it is the life of bear fruit.
因为主的话说，你们若多结果子，你们就是我的门徒。
And the Lord says, if you bear much fruit, then you showing that you are my disciples.
当我们每次早晨擘饼，在主的面前擘饼纪念他。
Each time when we come before His table to remember Him.
当我们在那里擘饼来纪念主的时候。
When we remember Him at the table meeting.
我们实在是一次的一而再再而三的被提醒，我们主在地上的一生是结果子的一生。
We were reminded constantly that His life is bear much fruit.
所以我们实在是因着主给我们所设立的榜样。
And then for the example he set for us.
也是因着他爱的激励。
And because it's the encouragement from his love.
就我们这一班信他跟随他的人。
The people who believed him and follow him.
在地上的一生也盼望能够是一个结果子的一生。
We hope our whole life bear fruit.
因为我们如果不结果子。
If none bear fruit.
人就不能看见我们是主的门徒。
People will not see that we are his disciples.
所以我们要来跟随主。
So we have to follow him.
我们不仅做一般信主的人。
Not only we become a believers.
我们必须要跟随我们的主。
We have to follow our Lord.
好叫我们能够成为一般结果子的基督徒。
So that we can become Christians bear fruit.
我们知道世人他们看不见我们的主。
And we know the world of people will not see our Lord.
因为我们的主他曾经死了。
Because our Lord died.
他埋葬了。
He buried.
而且他第三天复活。
But he resurrected on the third day.
他在40天之久向门徒们显现。
He showed himself, appeared to his disciples for 40 days.
之后他就被接到荣耀里。
Then he was ascended to glory.
我们看见门徒也看不见他。
And then so disciples were not seeing him anymore.
世人更看不见他。
And so do the worldly people.
在今天世人能够认识这位复活升天得荣耀的主。
But how the worldly people will know this our Lord who already glorified?
乃是透过我们这些在地上蒙恩得救的基督徒。
And this is through the Christians who are saved by His grace.
乃是经由我们这些跟随主的门徒。
And that is through the disciples that we follow the Lord.
因着从我们身上所结的果子。
Because the fruit that we bear.
世人能够看见。
The worldly people will see.
他们也能够来。跟随我们的。
And though they will follow our Lord too.
所以我们看我们能不能结果子。
And then, do we bear fruit or not?
就决定了世人能不能认识主耶稣是那位真葡萄树。
It related if the worldly people will know our Lord is the true vine.
这主的话让我们看见我们必须要多结果子。
The words from the Lord tells us we have to bear much fruit.
还不是为着我们个人的荣耀。
It is not for our own glory.
也不是为了叫世人看见我们多有能力。
It is not for the world people see how mighty we are.
我们之所以要多结果子。
Though we have to bear fruit.
就是要显明我们是主的门徒。
It shows that we are Lord's disciples.
要见证我们是那真树上的枝子。
It testify that we are the branches abide on the true vine.
这关乎到主所托付给我们的见证。
This is related to testimony that the Lord entrusted to us.
其次主的话也让我们看见我们盼望在神面前多结果子。
And we hope that we will bear much fruit in the Lord.
乃是因着我们结果子就能够叫父得着荣耀。
It is because if we bear fruit and that will glorify the Father.
我相信每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒
I believe all the Christians who are saved by grace.
我们都盼望借着我们在地上的一生来荣耀父神。
We all hope that we can glorify our Father and through our life on earth.
主的话就让我们看见。
The words of the Lord tells us.
我们若多结果子。
If we bear much fruit.
我们就能够荣耀神。
Then we will glorify God.
这岂不是我们在地上一生最大的目的吗？
Isn't this the ultimate goal of us?
弟兄姐妹，我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we were saved，
如果我们能够与离世与主同在，是无比。
And if we can depart from the world and be with the Lord, that is the greatest.
那为什么神还在地上
？But why Lord still remains on the earth？
一件很重要的事就是盼望在我们身上，他能够多得果子。
One important thing is he hopes that we will bear much fruit.
好叫荣耀都归给。
So that we can glorify our Father.
我们知道，在主他钉十字架之前
，We know before the Lord was crucified.
他在门徒中间有一个很长的祷告。
He had a long prayer among disciples.
记载在约翰福音。
It's recorded in John.
在那祷告当中，我们的主都像父神这样子说。
In that prayer, the Lord says to the Father.
主说：“我在地上已经荣耀了你。”
He said, "I have brought you glory on earth."
你所托付我的事已经成就。
By finishing the work that you gave to me to do.
所以我们看见我们的主在地上的一生。
Let's see the life of the Lord on the earth.
他只有一个目的。
He has only one purpose.
就是叫父神得荣耀。
That is to glorify the Father.
使徒保罗也是如此。
And then so does Apostle Paul.
他在哥林多教会的书信里头。
On the epistle he wrote to the church at Corinth.
无论是生是死。
He said, no matter death or life,
他总要讨主的喜悦。
I will please my Lord.
所以我们看见在保罗一生当中，
We see on the whole life of Paul,
他也只有一个目的，
He has only one goal,
就是讨主的喜悦。
That is to please the Lord.
就是要荣耀神。
It is to glorify God.
所以我们看见我们在地上基督徒在地上的一生也是如此
And then so do our life on earth
也是要盼望神能够借着我们得着荣耀
That way we hope that Lord will gain glory through us
兄弟们我们原本是一般死在罪恶过犯中的人
We were people who died in sin and our iniquities
我们是与神无份无关的人
We have no share with the Lord
不要说要荣耀神
We're not mentioned to glorify God
在地上是原本是何等亏缺到神的荣耀。
We are for short of glory of the God.
但是今天因着神在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩惠。
But by the grace that Lord gave it to us through our Lord.
神能够叫我们这样的人荣耀他。
And as people like us, we can glorify God.
叫我们这样的人能够来讨主的喜悦。
People like us, we can please the Lord.
我们能够满足神的心意。
And we can satisfy God's heart's desire.
你们这是一件何等荣耀、何等尊贵的事。
And what a glory to us.
世界上没有任何的事能够比这件事更加的宝贵。
There's nothing else can be greater or precious than this.
在保罗当他蒙恩得救以后
After Paul was saved.
他就有样一个心志。
He determined.
他说他将万事看作粪土。
And he will regard all things as garbage.
他以认识基督、得着基督为至宝。
And he will precious that to know Christ.
所以他忘记背后。
He will lay aside all things.
努力面前。And 向着标杆直跑。
And press on towards the goal.
所以我们看见，这是我们基督在地上何等。荣耀的一个目的。
And we know this is what a glorious goal for us.
但是很可惜今天有许多神的儿女们
Unfortunately, many of God
虽然信了主
Even though we're saved
但却不知道我们在地上的一生是有这样一个荣耀的目的
But we still don't know we have such a glorious goal
我们反倒心里想到将来有一天我们能够进天堂我们就心满意足
Vice versa, we think one day we can go to the heaven and that's great
兄弟们这是一件何等可惜的事情
Then what a pity
当我们想到我们自己能够心满意足
When we think to satisfy ourselves,
我们有没有想到父神的心是如何
Do we think of how's the heart desire of our Father?
我们有没有想到我们的主在十字架上为我们流血舍命的目的又将如何
Do we think about why our Lord shed his blood on the cross?
兄弟们，我们若是盼望我们能够荣耀神
If we hope that we can glorify God
我们若是盼望我们在地上的生活能够讨主的喜悦
If we hope our life will please the Lord
我们就必须要结果子
We have bear fruit
我们结果子不是为了我们自己
It is not for our interest
我们结果子不是要人得着人的称赞
It is not for people's praise
我们结果子是要表明我们是主的门徒
We bear fruit to show that we are disciples of our Lord
我们结果子乃是要叫父得着荣耀
We bear fruit is to glorify the Father
当我们说到结果子这件事情
When we're talking about bear fruit
我们就一定要来思想扎根的事
We have to think about how it rooted
因为我们若不向下往下扎根
And if we don't root it downward
我们怎么能够向上结果
How can we bear fruit upward
你有看见任何的一个果树
Can you see any fruit tree
它不扎根就能够结果吗
It can bear fruit without root down
所以我们看见讲到结果荣耀神的这件事情
When we're talking about to bear fruit and glorify God
我们就必须要来看重向下扎根这件事
We have to emphasize take root downward
只有当我们向下扎根
Only we take root downward
只有当我们的根扎得深
The deeper we go down
根扎得广
And then the wider we spread
我们自然能够向上长
And then we will grow upward
能够向结果
And then bear fruit
叫神在我们身上的心意得着成就
That God will accomplish his heart's desire through us
叫神得着荣耀
And then we glorify God
所以我们要能够结果荣耀神
And if we bear fruit and glorify God
我们就必须要来认识如何的向下扎根
We must know how to take root downward
在英国伦敦附近那里有一个很著名的一个汉普敦宫
Nearby London there is a famous palace It's called Hampton Court Palace
在那里有一棵全世界最大的葡萄树
There is a biggest a vine in the whole world.
那是在1769年所种下的。
It's planted in 1769.
已经200多年。
It's over 200 years.
仍然结果子。
It's still fruitful.
它最长的枝子呢，长达36公尺。
The longest branch is over 36 inches. Feet.
到今天仍然结实累累。
It's still fruitful.
那葡萄又好。
The grape is big and delicious.
有些人感到很稀奇。
And many people are amazed.
至少我也觉得很稀奇。
So do I.
怎么能够有一棵两百多年的葡萄树？
How come a vine is it's already over 200 years?
到今天仍然能够结实累累。
It's still bear fruit.
无论那个天气。如何
No matter how the weather is,
无论天下不下雨
No matter it rains or not,
无论在那里是不是干旱
No matter is there a drought,
我们看见这棵葡萄树仍然结果实
The vine still fruitful.
后来就有人发现
And later on people discovered,
这棵葡萄树的根啊，它非常的长
The root of this vine is very, very long.
它就一直延伸到了泰晤士河里头
It spread out to the River Thames.
所以我们看见，虽然或许干旱之年天不下雨
，maybe it's the drought and it's no rain.
但这棵葡萄树仍然能够结果实。
But this vine still bears.
因为它的根能够从泰晤士的河中得着了水分的供应。
Because its root and receive water from River Thames.
从来没有断绝。
And never cease.
所以我们看见这棵树，它仍然能够在干旱之年。
We see this tree still fruitful in the year of drought.
所以我们看见结果子要能够结果子。
We know if we bear fruit.
我们看见这向下扎根是何等的重要。
And root down is very important.
我们知道根扎在土里头是我们人所看不见的。
You know if the root take downward and people will not see it.
但是这果子结在外头呢，是人能够看见。
But the fruit that on the tree, people will see.
是人可以享用的。
And people will enjoy to eat.
但是如果没有这样一个根的话
，if without the root,
我们发现就不可能能够结出这树上的果实。
It's impossible to bear fruit.
所以我们看见基督徒我们很多时候追求的
And then we see as Christian many times when we pursue
我们都有一个非常好的心盼望能够结果子来荣耀神
We have a good intention to bear fruit to glorify God
但是我们却忽略了那往下扎根的生活
But we ignore the life that is take root downward
我们在神的面前若没有那看不见的生活
Before God, if we without the life, it's hidden.
我们在神面前若没有扎根的生活
If we don't have a life that take root downward,
我们就不能够有那结果实的生活
And there will be no life that is bear fruit.
我们也就不能够活出基督徒那真实的见证
Then we will not live a testimony for the Lord.
我们看见主在地上的时候
When the Lord is on the earth,
他实在是活出一个结实累累的生活
He lived a life that is bear much fruit
都叫我们非常的羡慕
And we all admire that
我们看见主在地上他能够行许多的神迹奇事
We know our Lord can perform many miraculous things
我们也常常盼望我们有这个样子
We hope we can do this
但是我们却忽略了主在神面前那扎根的生活
But we ignore that the hidden life that the Lord before the Father
那隐藏的生活
the hidden life
那人所看不见的生活
that people did not see
我们看见主常常退到山上昼夜在父神的面前在那里祷告祈求
we see the Lord often retreated to mountain and then pray before the Lord before Father
所以当我们想到主在那里要拣选十二个门徒
when we see the Lord will choose the 12 disciples
我们知道他的彻夜在神面前祷告
and then he prayed all night long before the Father
因为主知道
because the Lord knows
在十二个门徒中间有一个犹大是要卖他的
and because he knows that one of the disciples Judas will betray him
所以为了这样的一件事情我们的主他在父神面前有彻夜的祷告
and for this the Lord pray before the Father all night long
那个是扎根
that is the life of root down
那个是十字架的一个
that is the choose the cross
因为今天如果你知道有一个人
and dear brothers and sisters if you know there is a person
你信任他。
You trusted him.
你把你的银行账户托管给他。
You let him manage your bank account.
但他却常常从你银行账户里头偷钱。
But he often steal from you.
你还愿意交还给他吗
？Trust, trust.
Do you still?
如果你知道有一个朋友
if you know if there's a friend,
每天要出卖
there's one that he will betray you.
而且不是为了一个很大的价值出卖
It's not for a great value to betray you.
而是为了一个奴隶的价值就把你给出卖
It's because of value of a slave and he will betray you.
你还会拣选他吗
Do you still choose him?
你还会称他为朋友
Do you still call him friend?
但是我们感谢我们的主
Praise the Lord.
我们的主在父神面前
Before the Father,
在那里向下扎根
and he take root downward.
他将自己的意思摆下
and he put aside his own will.
他愿意拣选父神的旨意
He willing to choose the will of the Father.
这位犹大做他的
and he choose Judas to be disciple.
这位犹大做他的朋友
and he even called Judas his friend.
就在犹大卖主的那个晚上
even at the night Judas betrayed him.
我们的主仍然称他是朋友
and then our Lord still call him friend.
我们看见在我们主身上。他真是有那扎根的生命。
We see there is a life of root downwards from the Lord.
从他身上能够显出那十字架的果子。
And then we see there is a fruit of the cross.
所以我们看见我们的主在父神面前，他是那样子的往下扎根，向上结果。
We know the life of our Lord is he take roots down, downwards and bear fruit upwards before the Father.
能够结实累累。
So that he bore much fruit.
他的秘诀就是因为。他在父神面前往下扎根。
The secret is he take roots downwards before Father.
所以这也是我们所要跟随的道路。
This is the way that we need follow him.
我们知道只有生命才能够结出果子来。
We know and only life comes with fruit.
我们看见今天在一些基督教的里头。
And then in Christianity,
有一些神的儿女们。
And some children of God,
不认识这个扎根结果这条路
because they don't know the way that is take root down and bear fruit upward.
他们向着父神的确有热心
they do have zeal before the Father.
盼望也能够结出果子来
they hope they can fruitful.
那他们不懂得从生命里头结果子，那他们怎么结果子呢
But they don't know the fruits from life, but how do they bear fruit?
就到超市。里头去
and they go to do grocery
去买一些葡萄
and they will buy some grape
就把葡萄挂在树上
and they will hang it on the tree
就当作是结果子
that is count bear fruit
弟兄们这个是假的
this is fake
因为这个葡萄不是从树上不是从枝子上结出来的
that grape is not come from the vine
我这个例子说什么呢
And then this example, and then what I mean to.
兄姐妹，我们不能靠我们的行为来结果子。
We can't bear fruit by our own deeds.
我们必须是连于这真树。
We have to grab in with the true vine.
从真葡萄树的生命来结出这葡萄，真葡萄来。
And the true grape comes with the life of true vine.
所以我们看见结果子这件事情跟生命有关系。
We see this is to be fruitful. It has related to life.
主耶稣也曾经这么说。
And the Lord used to tell us.
他说好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
Good tree bear good fruit, bad tree bear bad fruit.
所以我们看见什么样的生命就结出什么样的果子。
We know what kind of life we have, we will bear what kind of fruit.
今天在蒙恩基督徒身上。
On us Christians.
在我们这个肉身里头有两个不同的生命。
In our flesh, there are two kinds of life.
一个是坏树的生命。
One is the life of the bad tree.
一个是好树的生命。
One is the life of a good tree.
坏树的生命就是我们天然肉体亚当的生命。
The life of bad tree is our natural life from Adam.
好树的生命就是主耶稣基督的生命。
The life from the good tree, life of the Lord.
所以今天在我们身上。
So through us,
我们看见从哪一种生就结出哪一种果子。
And then the fruit we bear is from which life, and we bear what kind of fruit.
如果我们随从肉体
，if we follow our flesh,
就是死。
That is death.
那结出的果子就是坏果子。
And the fruit that we bear is bad.
如果我们随从主的生命
，if we obey the life of the Lord,
随从圣灵
，we follow the Holy Spirit,
结出真葡萄树的果子
，and then we will bear fruit from the true vine.
这果子才能够叫父得着荣耀。
And that fruit will glorify the Father.
所以我们看见，如果我们今天靠着亚当的生命，无论我们的行为再好
，if we depend on our Adamic life, no matter how good deeds we have,
因为他那生命的源头是亚当
Because the source of the life is from Adam.
然后结出的果子就是坏果子。
The fruit is bad.
所以在约翰福音，主在那里再三的告诉我们。
In John, Lord tells us again.
他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们必须要重生。”
And Lord tells us, "I truly I tell you, have to born again."
因为重生的就是肉身。
If we born from flesh, it's still flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
The spirit give birth to spirit.
就当我们借着水和圣灵重生。
When we born again through water and fire.
我们看 and the spirit.
And the spirit.
我们看见圣灵就将主的生命生在我们里。
We know and the Holy Spirit will give the birth of the life of the Lord to us.
我们才有可能能够在这个生命里头。来往下扎根。
Then we are able to take root downward.
向上结果。
And a bear fruit upward.
只有这样的果实，才是真的能够叫父得着荣耀。
And the fruit, like this, can glorify the Father.
彼得前书也告诉我们。
And the First Peter tells us.
我们重生是因着神活泼长存的道。
We were born again because of the living words of God.
我们看见今天我们重生不是凭着经营而重生。
We born again is not from our
gold or silver.
Not from gold or silver.
乃是借着活的道。
But through the living words of God.
所以我们看见乃是圣灵借着神的话，把主的生命赐在我们里面。
And then the Holy Spirit gave the life of the Lord to us through the words of God.
所以当这个神的话就像生命的种子种在我们里头的时候
The word of God is like a seed planted in us.
因为在种子里头有主的生命
Because in the seed come with the life of the Lord.
这种子就能够开始生根
So the seed will start roots.
慢慢的能够结出果实
And then gradually it will bear fruit.
所以我们看见我们必须要得着主的生命
And then we see we have to receive the life from the Lord.
才有可能能够往下扎根能够向上结果
Then we're able to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
那我们说到我们今天既然重生得着主的生命
And since we were born again, receive the life of the Lord.
既然神主的生命就如同那种子种在我们的心里头。
And then since the life of the Lord like a seed planted in us.
那我们看见这个种子它终究它要生出根来。
The seed eventually will take roots.
而这根呢就往下来扎根。
The root will grow down.
它要越扎越深。
And then go deeper.
好像这个树这个生命能够越长越茂盛。
So that the tree will be flourished.
最后能够结出果实。
And then will bear fruit.
所以我们看见这个扎根乃是在我们的心。
We know this, to take root downwards, it depends on our hearts.
因为知道，我们知道神的道、神的话的落脚乃是在我们的心里头。
We know the words from the God, and then, what it goes, it goes to our hearts.
所以主耶稣就用了这样一个撒种的比喻告诉我们。
So the Lord tells us through the parable of a sower.
这个种子就是神的话。
And you say the seed is the word of God.
这种子撒在哪里呢
？And where those seeds and spread to sower?
落在那土地里头。
And it fell on the soil.
那主告诉我们有四种不同的那个情形。
The Lord tells four kinds of soil.
这撒种比喻大家都很熟悉，多说了。
I don't need mention more about this.
但我们看见神的话乃是要撒在我们的心里。
But the God's words will sow in our hearts.
这里我们看见其中有一种好土。
And here we see a good soil.
就讲到这个心呢、啊，它是松的。
And we'll see our heart is soft.
就像那个好土一样。
It's like a good soil.
它是软的。
It's soft.
这种子能够撒到里头去。
So the seed will sow in.
而且能够在那好土里头能够生根。
And it will root down in the good soil.
能够成长。
And it will grow.
能够结实。
And it bear fruit.
一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
And it can be hundredfold, 60 or 30.
所以我们看见，在那里，在撒种比喻里头，让我们看见神的话必须要进入我们的心里头。
In that parable tells us God's words have to enter to our hearts.
而不是在我们停留在我们的思想里头。
It is not only stay in our minds.
它虽然经过我们的思想。
Even though it's through our meditation.
最终神的话，那生命的种子必须落在我们的心里。
But eventually the seed has to be sowed to our heart.
它才能够。
Then it will take root downward and then grow.
它才可能结出果实。
Then able to bear fruit.
所以我们看见扎根的第一点，我们乃是要在我们的心里头。
And we see, first of all, to take root downward has to take is in our hearts.
就要扎在那个好土里头。
it has to take downwards in the good soil.
我们就来看一看我们的心是如何。
That is to check our hearts.
所以我们知道，当我们听了神的福音。
And when we hear the gospel,
这生命的种子就落在我们的心里。
That seed of life will come to our hearts.
当我们心里相信，口里承认。
When we believe and we confess by our mouth,
我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal savior,
看见神就给我们一个新的心。
And then God will give us a new heart.
这个心就成为一个肉心。
This new heart is a heart of the flesh.
它是软的。
It's soft.
它是好的。
It's good.
它叫神的话在那里, 能够得着落脚之地。
And so the word of God will have a place to stay.
神的话能够在我们的那好土里头, 它能够生根。
The word in the good soil will grow, it will root.
所以我们看见我们对神的爱, 对神的话, 我们会有一个反应。
And we will have a response from the word of God.
我想我们都能够做这样的见证。
We can all testify this.
当我们出蒙恩的时候,
as we just receive, saved, when we hear the words of God,
我们听见神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
We heard that God so loved the world, He even gave His only begotten Son to them.
当神的话落在这样一个好土的里头。
When God's words and then sow in the good soil,
我们心实在是被恩感。
And our heart will be touched by His grace.
我们心神被主的爱所感动。
And we will be touched by His love.
在那个时候，无论主对我们有什么要求。
At that time, no matter what God requires us,
我发现我们都很容易能够顺服。
We can be easily obey Him.
所以我们看见主在当时呼召门徒的时候,
when the Lord called His disciples,
他们是那样的容易来跟随主。
It's kind of easy for them to follow Him.
我想在我们蒙恩出蒙恩的时候也是这样。
I believe so too when we are just saved.
我记得我自己刚刚信主不久。
I remember not long after I received the Lord.
当我读到在约伯记主的话说, 他虽杀我, 我仍要信他。
When I read the book of Job, and then He said, even I was killed, I will still believe in Him.
我现在主的面前就发出感谢和赞。
And then I have the praise and thanks to the Lord.
我说是的。
I said to the Lord,
我说主,
yes. And say, Lord, even one day I will be killed.
我还要信。
I will still believe in you.
因为我知道你的爱大过这一切。
Because I know your love is overcome all this.
当我们在出蒙恩的时候,
when we just saved,
每次我们一想到主的爱,
each time when we think about the love of the Lord,
我们在来到主的饼杯面前,
when we come before the table meeting,
当主的爱激励我们,
when His love encourages us,
在主的面前就流出眼泪。
And then we will shed tears.
我们就说主啊,
we will say, Lord, I thank you. You are worthy to our lives. You are worthy to everything from us. We see that is His words and then fall on
good.
And then we discover after a while,
不知道因着什么原因,
don't know for what reason,
and
then we see this heart of flesh become hardened. It seems God's love and then it's hard to move us. And then we discover that it's hard to follow, to obey the Lord. When the Lord tells us as a husband you should love your wife, when the Lord tells us as wives you have to submit yourself to your husbands, and then we discover it's so hard to follow, and then we see our heart become lukewarm before the Lord, and then our heart changed.
我们不知道该怎么办。
We don't know what to do.
或许我们在外面仍然维持一个基督徒的生活。
Maybe outwardly we still keep a life of a Christian.
我们读经祷告。
We read Bible, we pray.
我们去服侍。
We come together and we serve.
但是我们知道一件事。
But one thing we know.
我们的心改变。
Our heart changed.
我们却不知道该怎么办。
We don't know what to do.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主是教会的主。
And then He's the Lord of the church.
And
He's the one walking all the gold
lampstands.
So Lord tells to the church at Ephesus, I know your deeds. And you labored by my name. But one thing I have to rebuke you. You forsake the first love. And that is the important reason why our heart changed.
变成一个刚硬的一个主要的原因。
The good soil now become it's hardened.
弟兄姐妹，我们离弃了那起初的爱。
Because we departed the first.
这好土就变成不再是好土。
The soil is no longer good.
就不再能够在我们里头继续的向下扎根。
The words of God will no longer take root downwards.
所以主说你们要悔改。
Lord says repent.
借着悔改，好叫我们的心再转向我们的主。
Through repentance, our heart can turn to the Lord.
叫圣灵再将基督的爱浇灌在我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit will pour the love of the Lord come to us.
让我们的刚硬并的心能够再一次的柔软下来。
So our hardened heart will be softened again.
再成为一块好土。
And become a good soil again.
这样子，那根才能够往下继续的扎深。
Then the root can be continued go downwards.
所以我们看见扎根乃是在我们的心里头。
We see to take root downwards is in our hearts.
能够维持是一个块好土。
We have to keep the good soil good.
它必须要加肥料。
We have to fertilize it.
这最好的肥料不是别的。
The best fertilizer is not something else.
就是那起初的。
It is the love.
第二，我们扎根要扎根在神的话。
Secondly, if we take root down, we have to take root down in the words of the Lord.
诗篇第一篇告诉我们，唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
In first Psalm, it tells us, "Blessed the man who meditate on His law day and night."
主的话说，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干。
He will be like a tree planted by the stream of water, which yield in its fruit in season, and its leaf do not wither.
所以我们基督徒扎根的生活乃是根据主的话。
The life of take root down is according to the words of the Lord.
我们不仅要喜爱主的话。
Not only we like His words.
而且我们要昼夜的思想。
We have to meditate day and night.
所以你们有就想到今天对基督徒来要昼夜思想神的话是一件。比较困难的事。
I think this is it's difficult for us to meditate God's words day and night.
因为今天是一个资讯爆炸的时代。
Because today is the era of information.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹，你们每一天有花多少时间在接受这个资讯
？How many times you are receiving the information every day？
过去这个礼拜，我们出信组里头有一个老弟兄。
And the last week, and there was an elderly brother.
因为他刚信主啊，所以他信徒还很火热的。
Because he just saved, so he has a zeal.
所以他跟我们分享一个见证。
And he testified.
他说有时候他可以半整天啊读主的话语，非常的渴慕。
He said sometimes he can read God's word for a whole morning.
这是正常基督徒的生活。
That is a normal Christian life.
可是他有一个问题。
But he has a problem.
就有些时候呢，他就 switch the gear， 就是他换了，稍微换了一下，转了一下。
Sometimes he switches his gear.
他就上网啊，看这个新闻。
He will go to internet and then serve news.
关心国家大事。
And then to so-called concern the things of the country. And then if he get on internet, next.
看呢，又是半整天。
And then that will take him another half day.
然后主的话呢，就放一边。
And he will put.Aside the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天这个在这个资讯爆炸的时代里头
，in this era of information explosion，
生活当中充满了新闻
，there is full of news in our life。
我们已经似乎失去了那个默想的那个能力。
It seems we lost the power to meditate。
弟兄姐妹，你们懂不懂什么叫做默想的艺术？
I don't know if the young people you know what is the art of meditation.
可能想默想这是什么意思
？And then what is meditation means?
我们看见我们若不能昼夜默想思想主的话语
，If we cannot meditate the words of God day and night,
就不能往下扎。
Our root will not take downward.
在使徒行传那里，我们看见有一次保罗到了雅典
，And then in Acts, and one time Paul went to Athens.
他就向他们传神的福音
，and then he shared gospel to them。
但是我发现那里的人呢，他们对神的福音有一个很奇怪的态度。
And then people have a strange attitude towards God's word。
这里告诉我们，他们就把保罗所讲的这个耶稣基督的福音啊，就当做新闻怎么样说听。
And then the Bible tells us they will take the gospel as the news, and they'll just talk about it.
你想今天我们这样一个充满新闻的时代
，you see the era like now, it's full of news.
人的心也是如此。
So do people's heart.
有时候当我们向福音朋友们传福音的时候
，Sometimes we share gospel to gospel friends.
人对福音的那个反应啊，也就像当做新闻说说听听算了。
People's reaction is like they're taking it as a news.
所以我们看见神这个种子就不能落在好土里头。
So the seed will not fall on the good soil. Will not take word down.
不能够结果。
Will not bear fruit.
所以我们看见保罗在亚工作。
We see the work at, of Paul at Atham.
就没有什么果实。
There is no fruit.
因为人就把神的福音、神的话语就说说听听算。
Because people take God's gospel as a news, they just talk about it. That's it.
所以今天我们在神的话语上扎根。
If we take a word downward in the word of God,
不仅要读神的话。
Not only we read His words.
我们或许很的时候能够读个五节十节。
In the morning we will read 5 to 10 verses.
不是为了义务。
Not only its duty.
不是因着读经进度。
It's not because of the schedule.
乃是因为爱慕主的话。
Because we love the words of God.
我们读了一点主的话。
And then if we just read a little bit.
我们反复的默想。
And we meditate.
我们可能从早上就默想到晚上。
We can meditate from morning to evening.
你发现圣灵在我们里头，就能够借着这几句话来工作。
And then you will discover that the Holy Spirit will work through this couple of verses.
圣灵能够借着神的话语在我们里头来扎根。
And then the Holy Spirit will help us to root down in His words.
或许在里头引导我们。
Maybe He guides us.
或在里头开启我们。
And then He enlightens us.
或在里头光照我们。
Or enlightened to us.
在里面纠正我们。
And then correct us.
就是那几句主的话。
Only by this couple of verses.
在一天的当中。
In that whole day.
圣灵能够在我们里头。叫这个话能够扎根。
And the Holy Spirit will help us to root it downward.
我常常想到我们过去的年长弟兄。
And I will often remember our elderly brother.
但是我们看见那在神话扎根的一个榜
样。He is example that we see him has the life that take root downward.
在过去一些年有机会和年长弟兄交通请教问题的时候。
In the past years, I have chance to ask our elderly brother.
我们弟兄常常会问我。
Our brother will ask me.
主的话怎么说
？What is the Lord tells you?
当有些时候大家在服事中的一些难处来请教年长弟兄的时候。
And then sometimes I have a difficult time from the service. I will ask the brother.
年长弟兄他也是这样说，主的话是怎么说
？Brother will told me what does the Lord tells you.
所以我们看见我们年长弟兄所给我们的一个榜样。
And then we will see the example from our brother.
扎根在神的话语里。
He take roots down on the words of God.
也带领我们弟兄姐妹来扎根在神的话语。
And then he guide us to take root downwards in the word of God.
说到这里，我们也为着过去这些年常见弟兄姐妹在当过。聚会中的服事。
And then for the service that Brother Chan and Sister Chan for their service at Dumbo.
我们看见我们弟兄姐妹也是帮助弟兄姐妹在神的话语里头来扎根。
And then they helped us to take down words in the Word of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是太重要的一件事。
And this is very important.
基督徒的生活若没有扎根的生活
，As a Christian, if our life do not take root downward,
我们就谈不上见证。
There is no way we can talk about testimony.There is no building up.
谈不上荣耀神。
There is no way to glorify God.
所以我们必须要看重这件事。
So we have to pay attention to this.
扎根在神的话语。
And then take root downward in the word of God.
主的话说就要按时候结果。
And then God's words tells us, and we will bear fruit in seasons.
第三，我们要扎根在圣灵里。
And then thirdly, we have to take a word down in the Holy Spirit.
耶利米书第十七章那边告诉我们，依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。
In Jeremiah chapter 17 says, "Blessed to one who trusts in the Lord and then who is in Him."
主的话说，他必树栽于水旁，在河边扎根。
He will be like a tree planted by the water, and then will send roots by the stream.
接着说，在干旱之年。毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
It does not fear when heat comes. It leaves or always stays green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
这里告诉我们在哪里呢
？And tells us where our root goes.
是要扎在水旁。
It is go by the stream.
扎在河边。
And by river.
就像伦敦旁边那棵巨大的葡萄树。
And like the vine and nearby lake.
在那里。
And then it spreads its roots.
伸展到河的里头去。
And then its roots to the river.
所以呢，它能够结出那许多的果实。
So it's bear much fruit.
所以我们扎根在溪水旁。
If we take roots down by the stream.
扎根在河边。
By the river.
在那里呢，我们看见乃是在圣灵里。
We see it is we take root down Holy Spirit.
我们主耶稣在那结起日子。
And then we
The Lord.
Jesus. Oh, the Lord in that day.
他就站起来高声地说。
And then he stood up and then shouted.
那信我的人，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
And then there will be a river, a fountain of river from him.
在那里，主的话就说，那指的圣灵所说的。
That is refers to the Holy Spirit.
今天我们基督徒要往下扎根。
If as Christian we have to take root downward.
这个根要扎在圣灵里。
Our root has to go down and then on the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们的根扎在圣灵里的时候。
When our root is on Holy Spirit.
我们看见遇见炎热。
And then when the heat comes.
我们看见当我们遭遇了那干旱之年。
And when we encounter the year of drought,
就刚刚我们弟兄唱诗的时候所告诉我们
，It's like the song we just sang.
或许我们每一天会遭遇到一些环境的艰难
，Maybe we will encounter hardships daily.
当我们的根扎在圣灵里
，But when if our it go down on in Holy Spirit,
就算是炎热来到
，Even the heat comes,
就算是干旱之年
，Even in the year of drought,
我们仍然能够结果
，We will still bear fruit.
所以我们看见每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒
And as Christian we were saved by grace
神不仅重生了我们
God is not only
不仅将神的生命
Born us again He's not only gave his life to us
也叫我们的灵活过来
And he make us our spirit be alive again He give us a new spirit
而神的灵就住在里面
And his spirit dwells in us
所以我们看见圣灵住在每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒的里头
We know Holy Spirit dwells in each of us
圣灵住在我们里面做什么呢
？And then what does he do? He dwells in us.
他有一个最重要的目的。
There is a very important purpose.
就是要叫基督的生命在我们里头。
He will put the life of Christ in us.
能够往下扎根。
So we can root downward.
能够向上成长。
And then we can grow upward.
能够结出果实来。
And we bear fruit.
能够归荣耀给神。
And we glorify God.
所以我们看见今天我们信主以后。
After we what?
我们借着我们的灵能够与神交。
And through the Spirit we can fellowship with God.
所以圣灵在里头，在那里来带领我们。
The Holy Spirit guides us.
在那里来纠正我们。
And corrects us.
在那里来光照我们。
And he enlightens in us.
叫我们能够来连于这棵真葡萄树。
So that we are able to unify with the true vine.
圣灵恩膏在凡事上来教导我们。
And then the anointing of the Holy Spirit teaches in everything.
他一切的教导和带领。
All his guidance.
他把我们带到基督的里面。
He guides us.In Christ.
这是圣灵在我们里面所做的一个最重要的工作。
This is an important work that Holy Spirit works in us.
所以我们要扎根在圣灵的里。
So that we have to root on Holy Spirit.
只有在圣灵里头扎根。
Only we root in the Holy Spirit.
那才能够叫生命越过越丰盛。
Then our life will be more abundant.
罗马书第八章告诉我们，那随从圣灵的，就是生命平安。
In Romans chapter 8 tells.It is peace if we follow the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵在我们里面。
In the Holy Spirit.
做工的一个最目的。
In the main purpose he works.
就是叫那新的生命在我们里头越过越丰盛。
It is to let this new life to be more abundant.
而我们的责任是什么
？And what is our responsibility?
就是随从圣灵。
That is we follow the Holy Spirit.
在凡事上跟随恩膏的教训。
We follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们里头的生命能够越过越丰盛。
So that our life will be more abundant.
而且借着圣灵在里头，叫我们与主能够有那不间断的交通。
So through the Holy Spirit, we can have a constant fellowship with Lord.
我们知道圣灵在里头常常是借着那微小的声音来教导、来带领我们。
We know the Holy Spirit, he speaks in a soft voice and guide us.
当在旧约先知以利亚他遇见极大难处的时候
，When Elijah encountered a great difficulty,
他躲避那。耶洗别皇后的追杀
He escaped from the persecution from Jezebel
他里头软弱了
And he weak
他里头害怕
And then he free
他躲起来
He hide
但感谢主
Praise the Lord
在那里就有地震
And there's an earthquake
有响声
And there is a great sound
他仍然在那里他还是软弱
But he's still weak
但突然间 在这些都过了以后，
and then after all this went away,
先知听见那微小的声音，
and then he heard a softened voice,
他里头就得着扶持，
and then he is strengthened,
他再一次刚强起来，
and he is strong again,
他继续能够奔爬前面的道路，
and he can press on.
所以我们看见圣灵微小的声音在我们里头是何等的重要，
and we know how important is this soft voice from the Holy Spirit.
在我自己信主这段日子里头，
and then for my life after I've saved,
我也曾经经历过那炎热的日子，
I have experienced the heat,
也曾经遭遇那干旱之，
and then I was have the life in the year of drought,
到一个地步连活命的指望都没有，
and then to the point I was there,
但是主是如何把我再带回来，
but Lord turned me back,
就借着里面那微小的声音，
it is through the soft voice in me,
主对我说，孩子，我爱你。
The Lord tells us, my child, I love you. It's from this softened voice. And then I have hope again. And I was strengthened again. We can press on.
弟兄姐妹，我们扎根，要扎根在圣灵里。
And when we take root downward, we have to take root on the Holy Spirit.
最后我们要学习基督里。
And lastly, we have to learn to take root in
Christ.
Because in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily. In Christ, we have been brought to His fullness. So in John, Lord tells us, abide in me as I abide in you.
枝子若不成桃树上，自己就不能结果子。
There's no branches can build by itself. It must abide by.
你们若不藏在我里面，也是如此。
And neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me.
主说他是葡萄树。
Lord says he's the vine.
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
我们藏在他里面，他也藏在我们里面。
We abide in him and he abide in us.
这个藏在啊，英文翻译直接的话就住在他里面，他也住在我们。
In English is we abide in him, he abides in us.
主说这人就多结果。
And he said this person will bear much fruit.
所以我们看见什么叫住在主里面呢？
What is to call to abide in the Lord?
我们从那葡萄树的枝子跟树，我们就能够来明白。
From the vine and branches, we will understand.
我们看见枝子是连在这葡萄树上。
We know the branches are joined to the vine.
这是神在基督里已经做成的一个事实。
That is a fact that God is already accomplished.
所以主说他是真葡萄树。
The Lord says he's the true vine.
他说我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
所以我们看见这是成就的。
We know this is already accomplished.
这是我们在基督里得着一个客观位。
This is the position that we gained.
这个地位是不会改变的。
And this position will never change.
那主的话在这里告诉我们，不单只是讲到这个地位。
And here is not only talking about our position.
它还是讲到我们每一天的生活。
It's talking about our daily lives.
刚刚我们弟兄领诗的时候提到。
Like our brother mentioned.
我们每一天都能够从这真葡萄树上得着供应。
We will be nourished from the vine daily.
让我们基督徒每天生活中主观的经历。
And then this is our experience daily.
所以这里告诉我们说，枝子要住在葡萄树。
And here tells us the branches has to abide in vine.
这里主要让我们看见，乃是主观上的一个连结，那个交通。
And here is talking about the fellowship with the Lord.
不单是地位上而已。
Not only in position.
我们能够借着我们的灵与主有一个亲密活泼的交通。
Through the Spirit, we will have a lively fellowship.
不是老旧的。
It's not the old way.
不是人所教导的。
It is not what people teach us.
乃是在灵主观的与主有那一个连结。
But is inside the fellowship with the Lord.
就像看不见的那个枝子跟树的这个连结里头。
It is that we cannot see the joint point.
我们看见那葡萄树里头一切的肥甘。
We see that all the fatness in the vine.
借着里头的这个连结呢，它就成为那枝子的供应。
And then through the unification becomes the nutrition from the nourish to the branches.
看见当枝子在那里享受这个葡萄树的供应。
When we will see the branches will enjoy the supplication from the vine.
它在那里支取这葡萄树里头一切 的肥甘。
It will take all the nutrition from the vine.
我们看见就像根扎在基督里。
It is like we take root downwards in Christ.
神本是一切的丰盛。
All the fullness in Christ.
都能够成为我们每一天的享用。
And then becomes our supply daily.
成为我们每一天的支取。
And then, be, and then we can receive at daily.
就是在炎热的时候。
Even in the heat comes.
就是在干旱。
Even in the year of drought.
我们看见基督一切丰盛都能够成为我们所能支取。
All the fullness in Christ, it will become our fullness.
今天我们基督徒如何在地上过一个得胜的生活？
And how we live a life, victorious life.
我们先前已经交通到我们与主同死。同埋也一同复活。
We already fellowship that we co-dead with him and then we buried with him and we rise with him. That's not only in a purpose, in a position. That is not only a fact.
那也应该是我们每一天时刻主观真实的经历。
That is and needs to be our experience daily.
就使徒保罗所说的。
Like what Paul says.
叫耶稣的死天天在我们身上发动。
And then may we show his death on us daily.
当我们肉体要发动的时候。
When our flesh wants to act.
当我们血气要发动的时候。
When our flesh wants to act.
我们能够来支取耶稣的死。
Then we can receive the death of Christ.
致死我们的肉体。
And then to put our flesh to death, and then to push all the dross feelings death to death. So the power of his death will be act in us. So the flesh will be put to down to death. So that the life of Christ will be act in us. So that the power of his resurrection will reveal through us.
别人的身上
and it will manifest to others.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们要扎根在基督里。
This is what we take root down in Christ.
当我们在这里追求主的时候
when we pursue the Lord,
我们不是在那里追求一样一样的东西。
We're not pursuing things one by one.
我不是说主啊，我不温柔。
And it says, Lord, I'm not gentle.
你把温柔加给我。
And then give me the gentleness.
主啊，我需要忍耐。
Lord, I need endurance.
今天我需要加倍的忍耐。
And I need endure more.
再把加倍忍耐加给我。
And the Lord give me more endurance.
弟兄姐妹，不是这样。
It is not like that.
一切的丰盛
All the fullness
赐给了你我。
Is already given to us in Christ.
只要我们学习住在他里。
And then I learn how to abide in him.
像枝子住在葡萄树。
Like the branch abiding in
vine. 我们
来享用。We enjoy. We can receive.
我们在地上。就能够活出一个得胜的生活。
We will live a victorious life on earth.
所以我们知道，今天我们要来跟随我们的主。
No, we know when we are able to follow the Lord.
他如何往下扎根
？And how he take root downward?
我们也应当如何的来往下扎根
？And then we do the same way.
他如何向上结果
？And how he bear fruit upward?
我们也自然能够像他一样，能够结实累累。
Naturally, we will be like him, be fruitful.
今天我们每一天的路在哪里
？Where's our way daily?
在波饼聚会当中，弟兄姊妹有这样子的祷告。
In the community survey, someone prayed.
我们跟随主乃是一条舍己、天天背起十字架跟随主的道路。
The way to follow him is we take our own cross to follow him daily.
就像主所说的
，Like what Lord says,
一粒麦子不落在地里死了。
A grain of wheat, unless a grain of wheat fall on the ground, it still remains a one grain, a single grain. Our Lord is that grain of wheat. He is the precious and beloved grain of wheat in the eyes of the God. But the loving God in person planted that seed on the earth.
是父定义将他压伤。
Is the father determined to strike him?
叫将一粒麦子落在地里死了。
So that grain, this grain of wheat, fall on the ground and die.
到今天我们看见结出许多的籽粒了。
Now we see today there are so many grains were produced.
主说凡爱惜自己性命的，必丧失生命。
Lord says if people cherish their its own life, it will lose. It will lose it.
恨恶自己浑生命的，就必得着保守并得着生命。
If people hate his life in the world, he keep the eternal life.
这个生命就是一个己生命，要恶这个己的生命。
The life is we have to hate selfishness.
所以今天主的爱激励我们。
The love of the Lord encourages us.
只有基督的爱激励我们。
Only the love of Christ encourages us.
我们才可能答应主的呼召。
Then we're able to answer His call.
愿意把我们自己像一粒麦子交在主的手里。
We want to place ourselves as a grain of wheat to His hands.
让主把我们种下去。
Let Him plant us.
就如上周长兴弟兄所交通的。
Like the fellowship that Brother Chen fellowshiped last week.
把我们种下去。
Let the Lord planted us.
或许主把我们弟兄的一家种在德国。
Maybe the Lord is planting our brother's whole family to in Germany.
就像主把我们种在 Dumbo.
And let us the Lord plants us in Dumbo.
姐妹，愿我们都像那一粒麦子。
Let us all like that single grain of wheat.
就像我们的主自己。
Like our Lord Himself.
让神把我们种在那里。
We let the Lord plants us in the soil.
死了。
And we die.
生根。
And then we take root downward.
就结出去。
And then we will produce grains.
最末了，我们常常，我们知道我们都会软弱。
We know we all are weak.
我们常常摇摆。
We always doubt.
感谢主在以弗所书那里告诉我们。
We praise the Lord in Ephesians, he tells us.
我们能够扎根在神的爱。
And then we can root down in the love of Lord.
我们能够与历世历代众圣徒一同来认识基督爱的长阔高深。
And we're able to comprehend with all saints and how breadth, length, height, and depth of his love.
只有在主这样一个阔长高深的爱的里头。
Only in his great love.
我们扎根在这里。
We rooted down in it.
就能够保守我们。
He will keep us.
往下扎根。
And then take root downward.
向上成长。
And then grow upward.
结出果实来。
And bear fruit.
归荣耀给神。
And glorify God.
当我在网上听了上个主日弟兄姐妹送别长兴弟兄德林姐妹一家的分享。
And then I listened to the fellowship from last we have the farewell meeting. I praise the Lord.
我们看见我们弟兄和他的一家真是在。主把他们在这里扎。
And then we see that the Lord planted them here at Dumbo.
在过去这十几年，我们也看见主如何的结出果实。
And then in the past days, we know through the Lord, and then they bear fruit.
盼望我们在往后的日子。
And then we hope.
我们不离开这一条道路。
And we do not depart on this way. Depart this way.
盼望。无论神把我们弟兄一家带到德国
，and then we hope that our Lord and takes our brother's family to Germany.
在那里，他们仍然以神为可靠的
，and then they will trust in the Lord over there.
在那里，他们就要扎根在水旁
，and they will take root by the stream.
他们就扎根在河里
，and they will take roots by a river.
尽管或许会有炎热的日子
，and there will be the heat.
或许会有干旱之年。
Maybe there is the year of drought.
但是他们仍然枝叶常青。
But their leaves will stay green.
做结实不止。
And it will be full.
叫人看见主的见证。
And it will let people see the testimony for the Lord. And people will give glory to God.
不仅在德国那里是如此。
And not only in Germany.
盼望弟兄姐妹，我们在这里也是同样的。
We hope we do the same way here.
愿更多的弟兄姐妹能够因爱因基督爱的激励
May more brothers and sisters because of the encouragement from the love of Lord
我们也都能够成为神手中的那一个例子
We will all become the one grain in hands of the Lord
让神把我们种下去
Let Lord plants us down
我们一同靠着主的恩典
By God's grace
我们在这新的一年里头
In the new year
我们学习往下扎根
We learn take root downward
叫我们能够向上结果
so that we can bear fruit upward
叫人认出我们是主的门徒
that people will know we are the disciples of our Lord
也叫人归荣耀给我们
and then may people give glory to our Lord
让我们一起低头再有点祷告
and then let's pray
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord with you
主因为你说一粒麦子落在地里死了
Lord you said